You will never know your limits unless you push yourself to them. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we have a fantastic message featuring Steve Harvey and Mel Robbins on pushing yourself to the next level from our friends at Grow Successful. Enjoy.
You don't have to believe me, but here's the deal. If you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. If I just told you a different way to go about it, you don't need no money. I just gave you some scriptures you could try and some principles. If somebody who had come from the bottom and got to this position I'm in told me that this is the way I would try it, if I was you, I would try that. I bet you it'll work, though.
So you might want to get honest with yourself. Like, instead of doing this, really, I don't want to be a millionaire, I want to do this. Do you really? Because you can make it happen. You actually can. Look at all the idiots that are making money. You can make money. But you're gonna have to roll the clock forward just a year and say, okay, if I'm able to put $1,000 a month against my debt, I'm able to make X amount of dollars a month, I'm able to put X amount of dollars in savings, what do I need to be doing a year from now to make that happen? And what are those habits that are there a year from now that I don't have right now? And then roll yourself back to this moment, just like I explained with exercise.
So I'm here to really tell you, I don't have any new lessons. I don't have any new lessons. But I often think that it's not the new lessons, but so much as it is really learning the old ones again and again.
Let me teach you something. How many of you have a dog? How many of you have ever had a dog that had a flea on it? That's everybody. You ever seen a flea? One of the smallest insects. Really small. One of the smallest insects. But for his height and size, and flea has the highest vertical leap in nature for an insect. A flea can jump, has a 36-inch vertical. A flea, man, can come 36 inches off the ground. His vertical is 36. The average person can't do that. But a flea can jump 36 inches off the ground. If you capture the flea and you put him in a mayonnaise jar and you put the lid on it, the flea know one thing. I got a 36-inch vertical. So here he go. He start jumping. But he gonna hit himself on that lid because he got that lid on it. But after a while, after getting knocked down so many times, the flea makes an adjustment. So now the flea only jumps just to where he don't get knocked back down. He got 36 vertical, but since this lid is on, his environment got him now jumping nowhere near what he can. Capture some more fleas and put them in there. They got 36 verticals, but then they start jumping. They find out they keep getting knocked down. They start doing what the other fleas is doing. Next thing you know, I got a jar full of fleas and they ain't even using a 36-inch vertical because they got a lid on the jar. Them fleas have babies. Them babies is born into the conditions of the environment. So now guess what? The flea is born with a 36-inch vertical, but because he see his mommy and daddy and all his cousins and friends jumping just barely to the roof, you know what he do? He duplicates that behavior. The flea never reaches his potential. Until you take the top off of your mayonnaise jar, you're going to duplicate your surroundings. If you take an oak tree seed and you put it in a 2-foot pot, that seed will never become the oak tree that oak trees are capable of becoming because it's going to get stifled by the 2-foot pot. Now check this out. Ain't nothing wrong with the seed. The seed just fell prey to the environment. You are a seed from God. God made you in his likeness. He big, he vast. Don't you allow your environment to dictate the oak tree that you become. Because ain't nothing wrong with your seed. All of y'all got this wonderful gift that he gave you at birth. All y'all got one. You better believe that now. Don't die with this gift and don't never use it. All of y'all got this wonderful gift, but you got to use it. Take your seed, take your gift. Get away from these people that's in your life that ain't doing nothing. Get away from people in your life that's hating. Get away from your family members that ain't ever opened a business. Get away from your family members that ain't ever followed their dream. Get away from your family members that ain't never been nowhere but to the family reunion. Ain't never been to a beach. Get away from them.
Staying with somebody that treats you like garbage is a decision. It is. Staying at a job that you hate is a decision. Staying in the body that you are not proud of is a decision. Is it going to be easy? No, it's not going to be easy to change. It's simple. Do a Google search and then use the 5-second rule to force yourself to do that stuff. Change comes down to 5-second decisions. And this is why the 5-second rule is important for everybody to know. It's your job to push yourself. And I don't care if you're Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., or you're Michelangelo, or you're Lin-Manuel Miranda, who wrote Hamilton, you will struggle with self-doubt.
Write down your goals. So what are the boundaries with money? What do you need to make? What do you want to put away? Be realistic in the beginning so that you can achieve it. Figure out what you need to do in terms of if you were actually doing that. I've always wanted a six-pack, and I don't have it. And I don't know, and I've never had it. And when I finally stopped complaining about it, when I got honest about what it was going to require.
In today's world, where you have the internet, you can literally learn, launch, do anything. Anything. The only thing that's truly stopping you are the limiting patterns that you think, the self-doubt, the fear, the habits that you have, and you can break them.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.